My name is Trevor Tolliday. I'm ex-RAAF. I joined the RAAF in 1964 and basically was based at RAAF Base in Western Australia. And originally I was in the cadets in the Air Training Corps and then, of course, went full-time. I did do several courses, including an NCO course, which was very fortunate to be ducks of the course. And one of the greatest memories I ever had was at the time was the RAF had Vulcan bombers based in Singapore. And I happened to be having an exercise in WA with them when I became ducks of the course. And as part of my ducks of the course things, I actually got a flight in an RAF Vulcan, something I never, ever, ever forget. Great days. I really did enjoy being in the RAAF. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay there for a long period of time as I had serious bronchial problems, which caused hearing problems. And although I wanted to be an aircrew, I wasn't allowed to because of the hearing. So after a couple of years, they allowed me to get out of the service. But as I say, in the time that I was there, I actually had a short period up at Butterworth with the Mirages and then came back to Pierce where I was discharged. But all in all, RAAF life was great and I would recommend it to anybody. I've been a supporter of RSL and done a number of things for them. I used to have a disco business at one stage to my service and I used to run shows for them when they used to have cabarets and things like that and always did that for them for nothing. In the end, I actually gave them all my equipment once I got too old to do the disco side of things and gave them all the equipment and they now use it in Perth in Anzac House. My father was in the RAF and he was a naughty boy, actually, because he was born in 1900. So he joined when he was actually 16, when he wasn't supposed to, so he lied about his age. Then, believe it or not, he actually joined the RAAF later, in 1942 or something or other, when he came to Australia. And so he served in both wars, in the Air Force, whether it be RAF or RAAF. He was the one that was instrumental in getting me to join. He never said a lot about it. I've got two or three uncles as well, who also went in the RAAF, and for some reason, a lot of people just don't like talking about wars, of course, and my uncle used to fly Spitfires, and he was based up in New Guinea, but you never hear him talk about it, other than saying that, yes, that's what he did. He's now 94, and still living in Mandurah in WA. I've travelled around the world three times, and I've been probably on about 9 or 10 cruises, and I just tour all over Australia. I had a job where I was a sales manager, so I had the income coming in, fortunately, and that allowed us to do a lot of this sort of thing. And you can't tie me down. I just like moving around.